Let's head overseas right now and to Mykonos, Greece. We are joined on the line by Vancouver's own Evander Kane. Good morning, Evander, or should I say good evening, I guess. What time is it there?
Yeah, it's just a little after 7 p.m.
Opa! Can you speak any Greek at all? I'm assuming, was that just crickets?
Me. I got nothing. I got nothing. I've been here for 24 hours, so I'm still trying to figure it out.
Trust me, Evander, you have a little more than nothing. Congratulations to you. Did you anticipate this would happen before July 1st? And I guess my thought is, why would you not wait till the open market or everything was just in place for San Jose?
For me, I think I anticipated happening this quick. Maybe not this quick, but definitely I thought before July 1st we would get something done just based off what the talks are like at the end of the season. And we'll wait till July 1st because San Jose is where I wanted to be.
Was this just a preference to try to have something done sooner rather than later as opposed to going to market? Is there still a little bit of that until you know you don't know sort of mentality?
Not really. I think to go, I was always of the mindset, you kind of do yourself a disservice if you don't at least test the market once in your career. And I think either way, I'd always looked at San Jose kind of as an outsider, as a place that I know players like to play in a great spot and a great location. And I was fortunate enough to get traded at the deadline there and experience it firsthand. And I think that experience just made it even easier for me to make this decision now.
Vander, Vancouver Giants, Vancouver native, Vancouver Canucks didn't happen, but did you think about it seriously, or you know what? Go to July 1st and hear what the Canucks have to say. You know, rumors they tried to trade for you out of Buffalo a couple of years ago. Were there talk about the pros and cons of maybe Vancouver?
Not really, no. I hear a lot about it. I hear a lot about it from whether it's friends or obviously I live in the summer, so from a lot of fans and people in that possibility of happening, with me being a penny unrestricted free agent. So, it's fun to think about. Obviously, I played junior hockey there and really, really enjoyed my time with the Giants organization. But again, for me, with San Jose, it was a no-brainer.
When did it become a no-brainer for you, Vander? Right after the season, while you were there thinking, when did you tell your agent, hey, if we can get the numbers, I don't need to look anywhere else?
Yeah, I think I didn't really think much about it until the end of the season, but it didn't take me long. From top to bottom throughout the team and the staff that we have there, everything just fit in so well. And after I took a little bit of time after we lost to Vegas to kind of think about the future and where I want to be and how things went in San Jose. I was definitely committed to trying to make something work with them, and fortunately enough, we were able to do that.
Evander Kane with us here on Sportsnet 650. Here you are. You find a nice fit in San Jose, and right from the get-go, it seemed to be a nice mix for both sides. You click with the Sharks seem to click with you as an organization. And, it's funny when you look at the years past, you've taken your lumps in Buffalo, you've taken your lumps in Winnipeg. Is there a turning point to where, there's the stigma out there that would say, Evander Kane, problem child. Is there a certain point that you've kind of said, I've grown up now? Is there a certain thing that you can kind of say to change that sort of storyline? Is there a moment for you that you kind of say, all right, I'm a man now?
Yeah, I think getting out of, I think when you come into the league, especially me as an 18-year-old, I was in Atlanta. There weren't any issues when I was 18, 19, and I only got older. So it's funny how things can change based on whatever reason you want to use. But I think for me, I've always been of the mindset that I'm a great teammate. I'm really good in the room. I've always been a leader on teams of I've played on, whether they've been whether that's been said in the media or not. And I think if you look at the guys that are on the Sharks and some of the Hall of Fame players that we have, especially a guy like Joe Thornton and Elski and guys like Couture and Burns and Vlasic, it's funny how I'm such a great fit with a group like that, but it's been documented I wasn't in the past. So for me, it's something that, like I said, I'm beyond thrilled to be a part of for at least the next 7 years. And, I just don't think it could have been in a better place.
Evander, I was looking at the comments from the coach and GM in San Jose on Clean Out Locker Day, and they were both raving about you, talking about how a great fit you were on and off the ice. And that's when I thought to myself, you know, he might re-sign in San Jose, because the coach and GM, that's a great organization, has had a great record in the past 10 days. How great was it that the coach and GM came out and said that many great things about you on Clean Out Locker Day?
Yeah, it definitely means a lot. I think, Doug and Pete and really all the coaches treated me outstanding. And, I just wanted to reciprocate that back with my time there once I got there. And, it's obviously nice to be wanted. It makes you want to work that much harder for your teammates and for the organization. And, that's always a good feeling to have as a player.
Did the sales job and the PR job on San Jose and being a pro player and being part of the franchise start when Joe Thornton picked you up at the airport?
I don't think that was a PR job. I think that was just Joe being Joe. And, he had texted me along with Bernsey and a bunch of the other guys when I was just packing up my stuff in Buffalo and told me he was going to pick me up. And I was like, are you sure? It's a little late. And he's like, yeah, I'll be there. So, that's just him being him. And, again, it was a nice way to start my tenure there. And, hopefully I'll be doing something like that for another guy someday.
I don't know if in September you would have been able to predict that you would be a San Jose Shark in the end of May. I'm guessing in September you wouldn't have predicted that Las Vegas would be playing Washington for the Stanley Cup. What are your thoughts on what's about to take place starting next week?
Yeah, I would be in the majority of not expecting that, that's for sure. We played them, lost 4-2. That game five was a tough one to give up. And obviously game six, we just couldn't find a way to put one past Fleury. And, they're a team that they play fast and they work really hard. So, I think it's going to be a good series. Washington seems to, kind of have a little bit of that Cinderella story kind of going themselves. And, I'm interested to see what happens.
Your coach said once you were eliminated, Evander, Peter DeBoer said, we work hard. I know that. But those guys really work. Do you sense that? I mean, you're giving it your all, but do these guys just, are they nonstop? Is it noticeable as a player, or is that an unfair comment?
Yeah, I don't know if, I think I know what quote you were talking about that Peter said. I think he was alluding to that. Every team's working hard and giving it their all in the playoffs, obviously. They just got something going on that not very many teams have, obviously. And they've ended up in the finals. And, I have to say, they, especially in our series, they had some very, very good goaltending. And they got some bounces that went their way. And we just couldn't seem to turn the tide and get some going our way.
Vander, appreciate you dropping by here this morning. I'll let you get back to your Greek vacation. But does this mean you now have to grow, this glorious Chewbacca-type beard like Burns and Thornton being in San Jose?
No, if that was the case, I don't know if I'd have a contract right now because I genetically can't do that. So
you grow a decent struggle. Duster. You got a pretty good duster though over the course of your career.
Yeah. It's an area. Certain areas I can grow it, but full beard is unfortunately not possible for me.
You could be playing for Lula Amarillo. You'd fit in there. Genetically, you can put the puck into the net. Congratulations on the new deal, and enjoy your summer, Evander.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Sportsnet 650.